诸法菩萨、虚空上人、各位法师、各位法友，阿弥陀佛。
系，诸佛法菩萨、宣法上人、各位法师、各位法友，阿弥陀佛。
我是净准，今天领导我讲法约，我也练习讲法约，我要高兴，我要可怕。
So today 应该讲广东话是吗？
能忍，忍
耐的忍。能忍，忍啊。静的人，静是谁？静。我叫做静人，近人。哦，近人。哦，是，哦，近人法师。啊，不是啊。哦，咁今日咧系我轮到我咧同大家结法缘。咁咧，其實喺我心裏邊咧，我又惶恐又高興，係咪？又高興又惶恐。So today is my turn to share with you some Dharma talks. So actually, is I feel kind of happy, but also a little bit anxious.
Good.我高兴呢，我很喜欢接，带大家接法缘。要可怕呢，我认为我文化水平有限，普通话说不好，口音很重，胆子很小。
那我觉得高兴的呢，就是有这个机会跟大家接法缘。但是呢我緊張的呢，就是覺得我自己的水平不是很夠，又中英文咁樣，咁所以口音重，咁所以就亦都覺得有啲緊張。
手骨不好的地方，
英文啊，對。I feel happy because I have the chance to share the Dharma with everybody. But I'm kind of anxious because my accent. And then I feel that I am not at that level to speak English very well. I'm not very courageous.
如果说不好的地方，请大家多多忍耐，指教我，我很感恩。
如果我讲得不好的地方咧，请大家多多原谅，要指教我。If I do not speak very well, please forgive me and try to give me some guidance.
这次我第一次来加拿大，是千山万水来到这里的。
这个是我第一次来到加拿大，千山万水才来到这里。It's my first time to come to Canada, having to cross a wide distance of mountains and oceans.
我在法国过来是来都。途中呢，一直跑差不多30多个钟头，要上机，要下机，要上机，要下机，一次一次的，要一次。
I started when I left France, so it took me 讲中文。系当我离开法国嘅时候咧，我差唔多要成30个小时先至飞到嚟呢度。又上機落機，上機落機，所以係好耐嘅。So it took me almost 30 hours to fly from France to here. So and getting through all these transits, you know, getting on the plane, getting off the plane, so it's really kind of long distance.
我都是我的师兄，都是他照顾我在途中。
是谁呀？
我的师兄。
师兄，
昨天的。
哦，师兄啊？哦，师兄应点讲咧？应该，唔系英文系咪？哦哦哦，
So, it was lucky that I had my Dharma brother to take care of me all the way. 真係好高興咧，就係有我有個師兄一路沿途咁照顧我。
我來到這裡第二天咧，就是迷途法會了。我在這裡有很多的第一次。
咩咩壞啊？
什
麼
壞了？
有很多的第一次。
啊，好多第一次。So when I'm here is there are so many first times for me. 我嚟到呢度咧，有好多嘅第一次。
第一次来到这里，我是就月经是第一次哈，我从来没有救过大墨鱼，还是第一次的。我很感谢法师慈悲，我是怕打扰法师，真是很感恩。
第一次咩？
月经第一次打大墨鱼。
哦哦，月经哦哦 ，OK， 月经系。哦，那點樣翻譯啊？唔識。哦 ，OK。So it's my first time to be in the ceremony to hit the fish. So it's my first time. I'm really grateful that I have this chance. You know, I was given this chance by the Dharma Masters. 我第一次呢、這個係我第一次咧做月眾，即係要打木魚。咁咧所以我亦都非常高興法師咧俾我呢一個機會。
這個我第二天講念阿彌陀佛，法師說下午有三個鐘頭念，叫我們每人念個八句一次，八句一次。我是自己平時念的時候，南無阿彌陀佛，南無阿彌陀佛，都這樣子念的哈。八次一句一次念，我是還不懂念哈。后来法师告诉我，他说每人念，我说哈、啊，我是心里有点担心哈、啊。后来上去念的时候呢，我是为了自己的指头一次一次的点过来，把八次接过来哈。
When I was helped conducting the ceremony, I was told that when we recite the Amitabha, we like to do it eight times and then change over. But for me, when I used to do it, what I used to do is to, you know, chant all the way. But then this time I have to count one from one to eight and then change over. Yeah, with my fingers. I have to count. 所以我咁我因为咁所以我第一次做月眾，咁呢度咧就係要八句，跟住咧就係接落去咁樣樣嘅。咁但係咧，我平時其實係就係念阿彌陀，南無阿彌陀佛，一路念一路念嘅。忽然間咧話要大家要交接嘅時候咧，哇！我都好緊張。咁咧就要數下指頭啊，睇第幾句咁一路要數住八句咁啊交俾人咁。
後來第二次念咧，我自然的聽要接住啦，一句句聽着不要指頭念了，我是這麼笨的人，我不怕大家接下我。
So for the second time, I don't have to count with my fingers anymore, and then I was more relaxed. And even, but I feel that I'm kind of stupid, but I don't mind people laughing at me. 咁我第二次嘅時候咧，我就冇咁緊張啦，我亦都唔使數手指啦。我覺得我自己咁笨嘅人咧，我亦都唔介意人哋笑我。
即接下來我說真實的故事給大家聽，就是我爸爸媽媽念法的因緣。
After this, I'm going to tell you some stories about my parents. They how they recite the Amitabha Buddha.跟住咧，我想同大家分享一下咧，我爸爸媽媽念佛嘅故事，佢念佛嘅因緣。
2007年，我們的法總法師在法國弘法，我爸爸我是中國人，我後面打電話叫我爸爸媽媽皈依哈，我爸爸媽媽說好。
零七年是。 2007. So in the year 2007, I told my the Dharma masters from the city of the 10,000 Buddhas, they went to France to give the Dharma talks. And I told my parents to go there to take refuge in the three jewels.
咁喺2007年嘅時候咧，法總嘅法師咧向嗰邊弘法，咁我咧就叫我喺中國大陸嘅父母親咧去皈依。
後來我打電話問我媽媽、爸爸，我說皈依呢，你要跟薛公上人的就他的弟子，你要拜一萬拜。不能杀生，要吃素。他说好。
Then I told my parents that if you want to be a disciple and follower of 师父上人, then you cannot kill lives. You have to be a vegetarian, and then you have to bow and prostrate for 10,000 times. And then they say, oh, okay, it's good.It's okay. 我就同我爸爸媽媽講，我話你如果要皈依做宣法，做上師父上人嘅弟子咧，你唔可以殺生，你要食素，同埋咧你要拜一萬拜。咁佢就好得。
後來我爸爸那一年是85歲哈，他就拜一萬拜，就拜23天，就跟他拜完了。最后一天呢，拜2300拜，他说那一天是时间很好，他就拜完了。
So my father was 85 years old at that time, and so it took him 23 days to finish the 10,000 prostrations, and then in the last
最后是什么？
最后一天是好的，是只拜一。
So the last day he did a prostration of 2,300 prostrations.
所以咁我爸爸因为要完成呢一个承诺，咁佢咧就系用咗23日做呢一个一万拜，咁系响最后个星期咧就系唔系最后嗰一日咧系一日咧拜咗2300拜。
我妈妈呢拜一个月，我一万拜都给她拜完了。
My mother took her one month to finish the 10,000 first prostration. 我妈妈呢就是用了一个月去完成那一万拜。
她拜垫子没有这么好的拜垫，她是拜那个凳子，硬的凳子，就用着拜拜。
So she didn't have the soft cushions like us. So she was doing that on hard stools. Yes.
咁佢就唔係好似我哋咁有啲咁樣嘅拜墊嘅軟嘅拜墊嘅。咁佢係用硬拜喺個硬凳上邊拜嘅。
後來我叫他天天念佛，我爸爸呢就老人家沒有事了，整天是一直念珠哈，整天念哈。念的是2014年哈，2014年是2月份归元期的时间呢，他就往生了。
So I told my father to do the Buddha recitation all the times about since he didn't have much to do, so he did that. And in the year of 2014 February, he passed away.
那一年是91歲。
咁我就叫我爸爸呢就要念佛，咁佢就一串一串咁念。咁呢就因为老人家冇乜事嘛，咁就真係都成日念。咁喺2014年嘅2月呢佢就往生啦。
那一年是91歲。
At that time he was 91, 咁嗰年呢佢係91歲。
他说了身体不好，后面我姐姐们他们把他送医院去，医生说他已经老了，不要看了， 阿哥，我把我姐姐他们把他带回家，带回家是躺在床上21天哈，21天他是整天念佛。那隔壁的邻居来看他，阿哥他说我把你们再见了，我要去阿弥陀佛那里了。嗯、第二那个晚上那一天呢，叫我姐姐去厕所，她说我去阿弥陀佛那里身体要干干净净的去过，叫我姐姐去她去把她扶出厕所，大小便干净，叫我姐姐把她身体洗好。第二天中午的时候，她自己嘴巴念阿弥陀佛的往生。
哦 ，OK， 有啲长，我唔知佢忽然间讲咁长。OK。咁佢就有一日咧就覺得唔舒服，咁咧就我姐姐咧就送佢去醫院，咁醫生就係話醫生話佢太老啦嚇，咁佢就翻屋企，咁但係咧佢都係一路不停咁樣念佛，念咗21日，咁咧就係、到後來咧佢就叫我姐姐咧同佢去洗手間。去清晒啦，整乾淨晒，咁於是就自在往生。同佢抹身整乾淨晒，咁佢就往生啦。So, when he felt that he was not feeling well, my sister sent him to the hospital, and the doctor said that he was too old.So they went home, and then he continued to recite the Amitabha Buddha for 21 days. And on the last day, he asked my sister to clean him up, to help him to go to the toilet, and then he passed away peacefully.
他说那个时间呢，他是耳朵呢，还是要小木鱼在他的旁边打过，交代我姐姐，他说我往生的时候，你请法师父来念法，两天念法给我。
嗯，你说
他
听到
小木鱼，小木鱼在他的旁耳朵打，听到。
Oh. And then he told he's told my family saying that he heard this wood fish, the sound of this wood fish all the time. And then he requested that please get some Dharma masters to help me when I pass away. 咁佢話佢一路呢佢爸爸話佢成日都聽到小木魚嘅聲音，咁佢仲叫佢姐姐呢就係話當佢往生嘅時候呢請佢去請一啲法師嚟幫佢助念同佢念佛。
后来我爸爸是91岁，他是身体很瘦哈，皮很皱的。我没有去，我有个姐姐很难干，都把我还是没有去。我去的话，我会哭哈，我说哭的不好，还是我已经出家了，都没有去。
嗯。
后来那个相片，我2015年去法国的时候，我弟弟的相片给我看到90多岁的相片，看起我是60岁耶，那脸的红红的。一点教文都没有哈。
So my father was 91 years old, and he was kind of thin, and then the skin was wrinkled. So because I was ordained as a nun already, so I didn't go home. But when they show me about the picture of the last picture when he passed away, it was really amazing that he looks like somebody who is 60 something, and then the skin was glowing, you know, purple in color, very nice. 我爸爸因為都成91歲啦，咁所以其實咧佢係平時咧係瘦，同埋啲皮膚都起曬皺噶啦。咁因為我已經都喺法國，咁所以咧我就冇佢過身嘅時候咧，我冇翻屋企。 咁後來啲家人俾我睇佢嗰張佢哋過往生嘅時候嗰張照片咧，我都即係覺得好神奇，就係話哇睇上嚟咧，好似一個六十幾歲嘅人，就皮膚顏色又好好，皮膚又好好，咁啊顏色咧又紅光滿面咁樣。
Hello， 我爸爸呢，我知道他一生呢都是做好事的，真是好事给别人，不好的是留给自己的。
哎，对不起，最后一句你再讲。
嗯。
一生都做好事，不好的事
都
留给自己。
哦、，My father used to do good deeds all the time, and he all the unfavorable things he kept it for himself. 我爸爸一生咧都系做好事嘅，唔好嘅事咧佢都留翻俾自己。
这是我妈妈是77岁，她是中风往生的哈。她往生的时候，头三天的那脸色很难看过。那个临命终的时候，念法是不是帮啊人家念法是很重要的。
什么很重要？
临命终的时候，去帮助人家念法是很重要的。
念法，OK。When my mother died, he died at the age of 77. He died of a stroke. And for the first 3 days, the appearances after she died, the appearances was not really good. And then I was told that 助念就是 helping recitation of the Buddha's for the diseased person is really important.我媽媽過身的時候是77歲，她是中風過身的。頭三天呢，其實她的樣子看上來 很難看，但有人告訴她，就是說其實一個人如果過身呢，幫她助念是很重要的。
後來我姐姐也幫朋友法友呢過來跟她念法，有一个法友，他跪着我妈妈灵前，他说一定要念求念了一天一夜哈，我妈妈的脸色看他红，这个脸子红起来过，烟他的都冒烟了，在头上冒出来过。那个居士把我的妈妈的帽子打开了，我妈妈的头上很烫很烫。
OK， so one of my sister's Dharma friend went there to help.And she kneeled down and recited the Buddha's name for her. She recited for one whole day and one whole night. And then we discovered that when her head became very hot, you know, there was kind of hot film coming out from there.And then when they take off her hat, it was really hot. 咁我哋有個佛友咧就嚟幫手做助念。咁其中一個佛友咧，佢係跪喺度幫佢念嘅，念咗一日一夜。咁啊，念到咧嗰個頭都好似冒煙咁樣樣啊。咁同埋到拉尾佢哋將佢嗰頂帽拎走嘅時候咧，發覺佢個頭係好興啊，好熱嘅。
后来他说变了一个20多岁一个男的样子过，那个眉毛都长出来过，都胡子都长出来，都鼻子都高起来过。
And then they discovered that her appearance also changed. It seems like a young man of about 20 something years of age. And then 胡子长出来啊。Some moustache came out, appeared, and then the nose become straight and high. Yeah. 咁就我哋發覺咧，佢連個相貌都改變咗啊！變成一個咧，好似20几岁嘅年青人，又嗰啲胡子都生出，即係胡鬚都生出嚟啦。個鼻咧亦都變得好高。
这个发愿是很要紧的，我是12年去中国带他去看医生哈，看医生我带我妈妈住旅馆哈，我拿水来我把他洗脚哈， 我妈妈摸我的头叫我宝贝女儿哈，我说你很喜欢我，我们都念阿弥陀佛，她说好过，她说阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛念几句呢，一摸摸我的头哈，我说你念佛要决心的念啊，进去西方去得了哈，如果不决心念啊，我说你去不了西方。阿伯我问他，我说妈妈你如果西方去不了，你来生就什么呢，他说我来生要救个男的出家人。
So I find that making vows are really important. So when my mother came to visit me in France, she stroked on my head and said, oh, you are my baby, my darling girl. So I told my mother, I say, Mom, if you want to go to the Pure Land, you have to recite the Buddha's name. And if you cannot go to the Pure Land this life, so what would you like to be? And then her mother replied that she wanted to be a monk.She wanted to be a monk, yeah.
佢我發覺咧係發願係好重要嘅，對嗎？
第一句你是說，
我覺得咧發願係好重要嘅。咁我媽媽嚟法國嘅時候咧，咁我帶佢去一個旅館啦。咁佢摸我個頭，佢哎呀，你係我個寶貝女啊，即係仲係嚇。咁我就話俾佢聽，我話媽，你要念阿彌陀佛啦。你如果你要念阿弥陀佛，你才可以去到西方极乐世界的。如果你不念阿弥陀佛，咁你下一世会点啊？咁佢话哦，你想点啊？咁佢话我希望做男人出家。
后来听他说出家，后边我那一年是在申请就报名出家了。我都问他，我说妈妈，我说出家你同意吗？哈，他把自己的头摸摸。他叫我同修的名字，他说我已经把你嫁给他了，他如果同意我要同意，我不会反对。他孩子很多，他要来我要七个小孩子，他说我七个小孩子就是你能救到出家，他说其他人都救不到。
所以我要出家的时候呢，我就问我妈妈，我说我要出家，那你要同意，你同不同意啊？咁佢話我有咁多細路仔，有七個嗬，咁咧只有你而家你出家咧，我好高興啊！唔記得啊，即係其實佢媽媽即係內心都覺得係好歡喜啦。So when my mother came to France, I at the hotel, and oh no, sorry this.The other part. When I decided to leave home, I asked my mom. I said, "Mom, I have to get your permission in order to leave home. So do I have your permission?" And then she said that, "Well, I have many children, seven of you. So if you can be a nun, that would be a good thing." Yeah.
时间到了，今天是圆满的日子哈，祝大家脚轻滑到阿弥陀佛。
So today is the completion day of the session. So yeah, may the Buddha bless you. So 今日圆满啦，咁希望大家系啦，勤于念佛，一切圆满，阿弥陀佛。